Immigration is at the center of the 2016 Republican presidential race. This week, Donald Trump released a position paper that includes a call to deport those people who were living in the country illegally and a challenge to the constitutionality of birthright citizenship. The nature of the debate threatens to undermine an effort by the Republican Party to try to reach out to Hispanic voters in this election, NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
Heated rhetoric on immigration is nothing new for Republicans running for president. Back in 2007, Congressman Tom Tancredo pinned his entire candidacy on the topic. He made the connection between illegal immigrants and terrorists blowing up shopping malls in this ad.
The price we pay for spineless politicians who refuse to defend our borders against those who come to kill.
Bold words appeared on the screen, Tancredo, before it's too late. His candidacy went nowhere, but John McCain, who won the nomination in 08, felt compelled to emphatically back away from his earlier support for bipartisan immigration reform legislation in Congress. It was again a big topic for Republicans in 2012. One candidate called for an alligator-filled moat on the border. And the eventual nominee, Mitt Romney, triggered controversy with this.
Well, the answer is self-deportation, which is people decide that they can do better by going home because they can't find work here.
That phrase, self-deportation, would be used against Romney during the general election. He won just 27% of the Hispanic vote. The GOP will need to do far better than that if it hopes to take back the White House. The 2012 result prompted some serious self-evaluation by the party. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus commissioned a study, an autopsy, he once called it.
By the year 2050, we'll be a majority-minority country. The RNC cannot and will not write off any demographic, community, or region of this country.
That was in 2013. Since then, the GOP has increased its outreach in Hispanic communities. But those efforts are endangered by this year's primary campaign. First, there was Donald Trump's declaration that Mexico sends rapists and criminals across the border. Then on Monday, he released his first major policy paper. It includes a call to eliminate birthright citizenship. That's protected under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution and says if you're born in the U.S., you are automatically an American citizen. At his first town hall in New Hampshire a few days ago, Trump followed up with this.
But you look at Chicago, you look at Baltimore, you look at Ferguson, you look at a lot of these places. A lot of these gangs, and the most vicious, are illegals. They're out of here. First day, I will send in people. Those guys are out of here.
Other Republicans echoed that kind of rhetoric. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker at first agreed with Trump on repealing birthright citizenship, but later in the week said he wasn't for or against it. Jeb Bush called Trump's language vitriolic. He opposes changing the Constitution, but appearing on the syndicated radio show hosted by conservative Bill Bennett, Bush did say this.
There ought to be greater enforcement. That's a legitimate side of this. Greater enforcement so that you don't have these, anchor babies, as they're described, coming into the country.
Trump and Bush both used the term anchor babies to describe children born in the U.S. to women here illegally. To Hispanics, that's a derogatory term. Meanwhile, other candidates have been making their own get-tough statements on immigration. Listen to Ben Carson, who was on the Arizona border this week, speaking to the CBS affiliate in Phoenix.
You look at some of these caves and things that are out there, one drone strike, they're gone. And they're easy to find. I'm not saying that I would. I'm saying I would use all the possibilities that we have.
All of these comments troubled Daniel Garza of the Libre Initiative, a conservative Hispanic group that promotes free market policies.
At the end of the day, fundamentally, everybody asked themselves, will my life be better if I vote for this person or that person? And a person's political narrative has a lot to do with that. And so as Latinos, we are listening.
And it shows how a GOP effort to improve its standing with Hispanic voters can run into a wall when it's campaign time. Don Gagne, NPR News.